Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds, episode 2. It seems that there's a rather large protest today and tomorrow in Washington, D.C. in support of Donald Trump. All the who's who of the conservative movement will be there, as well as some counter-protesters, so it should make for some good, wholesome family fun. Also, did anyone see the extremely interesting way that Representative Emanuel Cleaver closed out his prayer yesterday in the House?
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
So this guy comes back and says, you know, this was a pun. It was meant to be, I guess, funny. It's just, look, you're wearing a mask. Nobody can see you smiling. You suck at jokes. You're offending over half the population in the United States that are represented as Christians and other groups that use amen in prayers. Amen has nothing to do with gender, of course, and typically this isn't our topic, and it's not going to be our topic of conversation. It's not what we're focused on, but this one just went too far, and it was just like, man, we're living in the movie Idiocracy, you know, where anybody can get up there and try and create some kind of meme. My son speaks in memes. Yeah, it's an interesting way of conversing now. But this guy just, politicians, you suck at jokes, stop making them. And that's enough of that. The real news today, of course, is something that we cover quite in depth on Decision Points. A lot of what we focus on is civil unrest, protest, terrorist attacks, things like that. So Washington, D.C., according to the articles, is being invaded by the Proud Boys, who are going to be armed to the teeth and ready for civil war. Of course, based off historical actions, that's likely not the case. So far, the facts are there is a right-wing, right-leaning, right-side, whatever you want to call it, Republican, conservative, Trump supporter protest that's going to be happening in D.C. on the 5th and the 6th, today and tomorrow. There will also be counter-protesters there. Antifa has stated that they will be there. BLM may be there to counter protest, which is their right, which is everybody's right, right? That's DC. It happens every single day. There's always protests in DC. But there's also going to be a group called the Proud Boys there. Now, the Proud Boys have been painted as far, far right, racist, almost skinhead slash Nazi slash KKK by the media. If you go on their website, they actually have that they're anti-racist. They're self-described as Western chauvinists. Now, a lot of veterans, you know, a lot of country boys. But I'm sure there are racists in the group, as there are in any of these far-right, far-left groups that are out there. And yes, I will stand by that till the day I die. There are racists in both groups. The issue is that every time there's a peaceful protest or something starts as the American way of demonstrating and making our voice heard, these groups of attention seekers like Antifa and the Proud Boys get involved in the mix because they think that they can bring more attention to the issue by causing some kind of fight or violence. Every time that these guys mix up, there is violence. And it's funny, in the article, they talk about being armed or whatever, and they said last time the Proud Boys came, there was 4 stabbings and all this other stuff. Well, the stabbings that happened that they're talking about were actually by an Antifa member. And the Proud Boys jumped in to defend one of their own, I believe. It's hard to figure out. So are these guys far right? Are they racist? Are they going to bring guns and start a civil war? Based off of what the media is pushing here. I'm going to read some of the headlines. Now, that their leader was arrested coming into D.C. for burning a Black Lives Matter banner at the last demonstration. He had stolen it from a church and burned, or one of his guys stole it from a church and burned it, whatever. They stole property. They destroyed property. He got arrested. Here's some headlines. Leave your guns at home, Washington police warn pro-Trump rally. I agree. It's illegal to carry in D.C. D.C. is not a state. There are no rights there that you have to fall back on. Leave your guns at home. Be smart. If you want to go to a pro-gun rally, go to Arizona or something like that. Pro-Trump supporters warn to leave your guns at home. And there's like 25 articles saying leave your guns at home. Also activated the National Guard in D.C. in preparation for the violence. Of course, the media is painting it as they're preparing for violence from the Proud Boys specifically. Now, I believe there will be violence on both sides, but it's not going to be from just the Proud Boys. Historically, if you look at the cases, it's been Antifa that's come in, started stuff, and then the two groups clash and ruin it for everybody else, pretty much. I think both groups should just stay the hell out. Maybe go start a celebrity deathmatch ring or something, or a fight club. But regardless, they're the ones that are causing the problems here. They're the ones that give the media the fuel they need to paint with a broad brush both sides as either far left or far right. Because the only media attention that's coming out of this protest right now is Proud Boys, and then Donald Trump stoking that, because he's saying, hey, I'm looking forward to this rally. Of course, there's hundreds of thousands, millions of people coming to support you and what you believe is the truth. You're going to support that. But what the media takes out of that is Donald Trump supporting Proud Boys. And so we got to be careful how much we take from this. And you want to get the truth out of it, right? So you can be safe. We do have members that live in D.C. So what kind of response do you have for your own safety, for your family's safety, when it comes to being in the area? I mean, are we talking about vehicle-borne IEDs? Are we talking about Molotov cocktails being thrown? Are people going to go into the residential areas like they have in the past and harass residents? There's a lot to consider, and it's really hard to figure that out based off of our quality journalism that we have today. My recommendation is stay out of, you know, anywhere close to the monuments in downtown area of DC. Stay home for the next couple of days. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. I'm not saying there's going to be civil war. I don't think there ever will be civil war in our country, because civil wars are kind of a thing of the past. Typically, people go down the road of insurgency or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen either. But I do think that there's a lot of angst, and it can be fueled by smaller groups like this going at it. And you can be caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and become collateral damage to the issues that these two groups have with controlling their emotions and expressing themselves in a way that's peaceful. So that's the news for today. I wish I could give you guys good news or something a little funny or happy, but we're just not in that time period yet. Hopefully that's coming soon. I just want to say God bless. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Be fearless. Amen. And I'm not going to say a woman. One more thing. If you like this podcast and you think it's worth it, please share it with your friends. Please share it with your family. Share it on social media. Go to our YouTube page like that. Go to our Facebook page like that. Do all the, you know, the likes on social media. You know, those platforms that we don't want to use. So that people can come to this platform and express themselves freely without having to worry about trolls and the cancel culture and all that kind of stuff coming after them. The more people we get on this platform, the better the quality of the content, the more informed you're going to be. Thanks again. Stay fearless.